Cameron, what would you say is the main artistic or performance challenges in this production?
I think I mentioned just now whereby, because it's such specific, the site is our biggest actor, and yet the site has a life of its own. So for example, when we first visited a place, the vegetation weren't a lot. And some vegetation looked a certain shape, you know, and we you use that kind of landscape to start to plant things. 2 months later, or 1 month later, you go back, the whole vegetation changed. Which we like. We like when it grows wilder, and then it goes wilder. It's actually quite interesting. And we like that kind of change, and then it seems to go in line with what we have. Then I remember, suddenly, about a month or so, near production, then certain of wilderness were gone. Because the government sent people, or the parks board, whoever the authority sent people, to clear the wilderness. And that was frustrating. Interventions. I think, so then we have to then adjust a bit more, because the kind of, you know, the darkness that we were yearning for, you know, or wanted, you know, so much, then suddenly became very bright. For many, many days when we were walking through there, it was very quiet. Can you imagine, like, 2 nights before our performances when we were doing our trial run, one of the bungalows where nobody stays, you know, suddenly was blasting out loud music. No, that was like 1 week before show. And we're like, huh? So what is going to happen? Then, the same night, beyond the forest, then we hear soldiers running on tracks and singing songs. I think these are reminders that as artists, we're not working inside control situation. I think the whole thing about theatre is very interesting, because when you do it inside indoor and do it inside theatre, you are blocking off all the things that you do not want. You keep only what you want, and then you add things on, which is not inside the theatre. In fact, you're doing magic. But when you're outdoor, I'm afraid you can't have magic. People see you change. People see you move from point A to point B. Even in darkness, stealthily you may move. I can see some dark shadows that is actually moving there. You know? So I think you realize that it calls for a different way of looking what the relationship between what is being performed and the artwork and the audience. These are some of the biggest challenges that we have to. How not to hide things, but to reveal the majestic nature of, let's say, the nature. How to reveal the small little nuances, changes that happen in the environment, and how to embrace all those sudden big moments of suddenly some bats flying across, or somebody may just be bashing through, you know. One day as we were rehearsing, there were actually migrant workers bashing through. I think those are... Then how do you then see them as part of your work?